There are people that talk about a light. There are people that talk about floating above. There are people that talk about a feeling of warmth and love. I didn't feel any of that. I felt none of that. I felt untold terror.
When I came to, Dr. Allen said my hair was literally standing on the end.
It was an incredible experience to see that there is life beyond life.
Everyday people like you and me, living their lives one minute, and the next they lay dying, having never known or believed the message of salvation. They traveled from this world to one beyond, but what they found was pure terror. They return, and these are their true stories.
It's very easy to be an atheist when you're successful, but it's very difficult to be an atheist when you're laying on your deathbed.
Tonight, renowned cardiologist and author Dr. Maurice Rawlings takes you on a journey few have ever spoken of.
So I called out into the darkness, "Jesus, please save me." And that you could either go to heaven or you'll go to hell, and there ain't nothing else.
Hear the voice of one that has heard the screams.
This may be your only chance to safely go to hell and back.
This is an experiment on life after death. All through history, man has predicted life after death. All Bibles are based on life after death, all religions. But where are they? Who's come back to show us there's life after death? But now, through modern resuscitation methods, bringing the heart back, bringing breathing back, you and I can now bring a whole population of people back to talk to us about what's on the other side of death.